For the third time this session, Republicans have voted to undo Missouri voters' decisions. First, Republicans in the House and Senate began the process of repealing restrictions on dog breeders, which voters approved last fall. Then GOP lawmakers approved a plan to force Missourians to foot the bill so Ameren UE can pursue a permit for a second nuclear reactor. Now, the focus is on minimum wage. Missourians voted in 06 to tie the state's minimum wage to the cost of living. But House members voted nearly along party lines to overturn that standard and cap minimum wage at the federal level. Democrats argued that a lower wage would hurt the workforce, while Republicans said capping the wage helps businesses hire more workers. The House also passed a bill that's similar to one that was ruled unconstitutional just 2 years ago, about funeral protests. In the wake of the federal Supreme Court's decision that funeral picketing is protected free speech, the Missouri House voted to criminalize protests within 500 feet of funerals, both 2 hours before and after ceremonies. The measure passed with about 90% of the chamber's support. Supporters said the bill gives families the peace and dignity a loved one deserves. Those against it said they were determined to uphold constitutional rights, even if it's unpopular. The Republican-controlled Senate will tackle both the minimum wage and funeral picketing bills later this session. President Barack Obama could be forced to prove his citizenship to the Show Me State before getting placed on Missouri's 2012 ballot. A measure requiring proof of natural-born citizenship for presidential candidates is being considered by the House Elections Committee. The bill's sponsor said when Hawaii became a state in 1959, it issued short-form birth certificates to children living in the state already, who may not have been born there. He said no one actually checks up on candidates' citizenship before they run, so Missouri should do its part to ensure that candidates meet the requirements. Others said the federal law governing a natural-born citizen is already upheld by the national government. For Missouri Press News, I'm Alicia Love, reporting from the State House.